It's spoiler in time, folks. This is the show that goes along with our other show, Cord Killers. On Cord Killers, we figure out who's making the things. Where do you watch them? How do you watch them? Then we watch them and we come over here and talk about them. This week, we'll be spoiling Westworld, Season 4, Episode 6, What We Do in the Shadows, Season 4, Episode 4, and Better Call Saul, the 10th episode of Season 6. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Dude, I'm so excited. We're starting with Saul, right?
Better Call Saul Season 6, Episode 10, or as I call it, the Brian Nailed It episode. All in black and white, all forward thinking. One out of three. You were saying maybe we get all the last three are set in the future.
Yeah. So I guess we only have two episodes ahead of us now.
I believe that's no three more. I believe it's three.
Three more.
Okay, three more. Yeah. Okay. Man. This is one of those episodes that I think really deserves a second full viewing, because once you, it takes you about halfway through to realize, oh wait, he's befriending, he's taking care of the problem of the cabbie who recognizes him, he's becoming overly friendly with the cabbie's mom, he's becoming friendly with the security. Why is all this happening? And about the halfway mark, you realize, oh wait, he's embroiling him in a heist, and it's only near the end that he says, look, I've got you. This is why you will never mess with me again. You will always go the other way. Starting off knowing that makes it a really fun second viewing.
Oh, yeah.
You see how diligent he is about learning every little detail about whatever high school football they're talking about the foibles of what's his name's mom. This may be one of the best episodes, full stop. I loved it.
It's a bottle episode, really.
Yep.
It's unconnected directly anyway to anything else that we've watched, and it's thoroughly enjoyable. From all the things that you said that I won't repeat what you said. They're absolutely true. The meticulousness of the plot, the way it's so well laid out, to Carol Burnett as the mom. It was just a joy to see Carol Burnett, you know, somebody that I grew up watching on primetime TV, who's a genius comedian. And plus Jim O'Hare from Parks and Rec as the chief security guard too.
To see immediately how quickly he adjusts to her steadfast, you know, don't help me, you know, her stoicism.
Don't talk to me. Don't help me. I don't need to know you.
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. And to the predictability of the security guard. And it was a treat. It was a treat twice over. I was really, really surprised by how much it stood up to a second viewing. Bryce, how did this one land?
Same. I watched this one twice and it's way better. It's way faster the second time. Like the first time you watch it because you're lost. Like, what are you doing all that for? That first 20, 15 minutes is kind of long. You're like, what are we doing? And yeah, seeing it the second time, knowing where everything's, it's great. I walked away from this episode really sad. I don't know if y'all got, I'm assuming this is, I don't think this is crazy, but like Saul, Gene, if he wasn't doing a heist, he would have made five friends, five lifelong deep connections with people in a town that he has been effectively a ghost in, as far as his criminal past. And all he does with that is to reject all of those people. That's the only reason he does it. It's his only goal at the end of it, even seeing all of the best flying colors version of this heist happens. And he still uses it to reject these people.
That's interesting, because he even uses that concept in the scam when he needs to distract the security guard from turning around after, you know, when the guy falls down and knocks himself out. He talks truth. What am I doing? I have no life. I'm home alone. Those aren't real emotions at that time, but they're all truths about him.
Yeah.
Well, and on the flip side, though, it is a testament to his diligence, to the fact that he knows that the only way he could be taken out is if he gets weak and, yep. And befriends Beloved's, which, okay, now that we get to jump straight to speculation, can anybody think of one person that it would be worth eschewing all friendships for? One person that you believe is
throw
there
everything away for?
If you would just wait and be diligent and smart and long enough. This makes me believe that Kim Wexler is alive and well, and that this is all sticking to the plan.
That's rocky. That's a wooden bridge, Rushman. That's a wooden bridge.
It could go lots of ways. It could be the plan. You're absolutely right. And it kind of feels like maybe that's what it is. It could also not be the plan. It could be random. It could be she's passing through town. And she becomes the temptation to break from the plan.
I'll say this much, that if she's out of the picture, and yes, you're right. Maybe he's so infatuated that he would be this diligent just at a chance to see her again. But absent that situation, he's too good at becoming friends. And yeah, he has to keep a low profile or whatever, but it's like, he knows he can go get his face altered. He knows that he can, you know,
you're right. There is a reason he's playing by the witness protection rule book here.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
There's an end goal in mind.
Do we want all of them to be specifically in black and white going forward, or what?
I have a gut feeling that we're going to go back to the color era, that we're not going to have all of these in the black and white era. In which case, then when we're in the black and white era, I want to stay there. I want to stay black and white until the end. I think the end becomes color. Or maybe if Kim Wexler does arrive, that's...
She brings the color back into his life! Yep.
I do think we'll have a full-on Wizard of Oz.
Oh. It's a Dorothy moment. Yeah.
And they go to JCPenney's and they pick out the loud, ugly blazer and tie again.
I want that for them so bad.
What I love is that I don't have a clue.
I
know that Jesse and Walt somehow are showing up.
Yeah.
I have no clue how that's going to happen now.
I only know that because of some Google News headline or something.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's no clear arrow pointing to where Saul Goodman is going. Only vague indications of where he probably won't go.
Did both of you watch El Camino, the Breaking God movie?
Yeah. I did. I think we talked about it on Spoiler Time, maybe.
Oh, maybe. But, and they brought back, Walter White for that film. They brought in, what's his name?
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. To act in that. And that moment in that movie is like at the very end, but it's a flashback. It's like a poignant, like, this is the moral of the story flashback. I have to imagine it's got to be something like that, right? A new moment from the Breaking Bad era that kind of consolidates the whole, really distills it into the final takeaway from the show. That would
now,
be my guess.
Cliff Singer points out, the next episode is titled Breaking Bad. That is the name of the episode.
Okay. So maybe that's another standalone moment of like, I don't know if we saw the very first moment that they connected or that there's some moment they reconnect or whatever. But if we get a bottle episode of Nippy, a bottle episode of Breaking Bad, and then the real end of the story, chef's kiss. Totally happy.
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that too. Anything else on BCS?
What's that character's name? Freddie or Jeff? Jeff, the taxi driver in this episode. He has been recast.
Okay, I was thinking that doesn't look at all like the guy.
And it's not. They couldn't get the guy. And so they have Pat Healy in as it. Also found out last episode with the mansion scene at the very end.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember in earlier on in Better Call Saul where Kim and Jimmy go and tour a house? They go and tour, do a big open house, and they shower together in it. Apparently, they wanted to get that mansion for that sequence, and they couldn't. But they went and found like an exact, like same that type of layout,
close enough that you're gonna, yeah.
Huh. So
that whole thing that they tacked on at the end of that episode, where we jump forward, makes me think we're going to that period of time, at least one more time, because.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah. All right. That is Better Call Saul, season 6, episode 10.